We got PG coming up here in a little bit. This has turned into a really good discussion. It's elicited some good emails and questions, including a fantastic email from Chris. I'm going to save until tomorrow. This discussion is one guy in the Big Ten. This is off of this is the reverse mailbag segment. This we'll do on Wednesdays after we get through the Oscars mailbag.
I like it.
Take one coach in the Big Ten, one head coach. It's just the head coach. He's not bringing the rest of his staff. One head coach can walk into the other 13 programs and he would win right away. So can't bring his staff. He has to inherit the current staff. Aren't we looking for the coach that is organized, that has the ability to deliver a message, has a keen eye for talent and development, but is also exceptional on Saturdays? That's where we're seeing a separation. You know, the West Division is kind of the division that's being known as the developmental division. We got good developmental head coaches. They don't always recruit in the 20s, but they get the right amount of players and the right fit, and they coach them up. And so if everybody's kind of along that same lines, what separates you? What do you do on Saturday? As a head coach, are you organized enough? Do you have the right mindset and the right feel that you can make adjustments on the fly yourself with your staff? That's where we're going to start to see the separator. I get that feeling from yesterday in our discussion about ESPN's FPI and me giving you the roadmap if it's going to happen if Nebraska gets to 6-6. There were a handful of emails that were like, there's a place for you. But you were not, Nebraska's not going 6-6. You were not saying because they don't have the talent. You were saying they don't have the coaching. Saturday coaching. Who in this league has very organized? They have the ability to deliver the message. They have a ability in their actions to gain respect right away. They have an eye for talent. Who should be playing? Who shouldn't be playing? And what do they do on Saturday? When that's when ultimately everybody's judged on what you do on Saturday in a full house, in a big boy game. And that's what's going to happen here in the West. I mean, Brett Bielema, he's outside of the Wisconsin cocoon. He's at a new place. What's he going to do on Saturdays? I think his staff, I really like who he put together on his staff. I think they will be able to recruit the kind of player that they need and develop them. But what is he doing on Saturday? I think Brett Bielema at Wisconsin was okay on Saturdays. Paul Christ is pretty good on Saturdays. Paul Christ is a good play caller. Pat Fitzgerald has proven he can be a good play caller on Saturday as well. And that's, you know, the division of development. The separator is, what do you do on Saturday? Is Ryan Day or Pat Fitzgerald the only two in this league that have that ability to go to Lincoln, Nebraska, go to New Jersey, go to Maryland? They walk in the door with those traits and be successful right away. They're not bringing their staff. They're just coming as a person who we go, why would you ever leave Ohio State? Oh, it's a challenge. I'll see what I can do at New Jersey. I'll see what I can do at Rutgers. They've never won before. I'll walk in the door and boom, we're an 8-win team. All right, Parker Gabriel's coming up next on the Gary Sharp Show.